Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch, and Astros back home after seven-game road trip ended with a split of a four-game series in Cleveland. If I told you beforehand you'd split with the first-place Indians in Cleveland, you'd probably take that. But it obviously doesn't look nearly as good with the way it worked out, winning the first two and not able to win the last two.
Yeah, it is definitely a matter of perspective. You know, 2-2 against that team in that ballpark at this time of year is pretty successful. It didn't feel that way after winning the first two and then being in position to make a run at both Game 3 and Game 4. But, you know, look, we start out on the road trip. We go, a game under 500. We've got a chance to come back. We play two more first-place teams at home. So we're trying to weather the storm of what's a very difficult 12 or 13 games before we embark on our division later in the month to finish the season. So we keep grinding. We keep playing. I love the way that we keep fighting back on the games we're behind. We've won a couple tough games, beat a couple tough pitchers. We'll have to continue to do that for the rest of the month.
David Paulino got the start, made his big league debut, and lasted three innings and really came undone in that third inning. And what did you see from Paulino, and do you expect him to get another start?
You know, I thought the first inning he was full of jitters, as you would expect a young kid. You know, he's only thrown 90 innings this season in the minor leagues. He hasn't even had a long track record in the minor leagues. So it was a big step for him to go into, Progressive Field and face that team across the way with the Indians. The second inning, I thought he really settled in. Obviously had a low pitch count inning and showed a little bit of his moxie and how he got outs in the minor leagues. The third inning had a little bit of both. He started out good. He then fell behind, walked a hitter or two, had the debacle of the ball in the dirt with the bases loaded where a couple runs score, finishes the inning. But having thrown 40-plus pitches, he's going to come out of the game after that kind of workload and being so young in the big league. So a very mixed start for him, which was promising at the beginning, a little bit disappointing at the end. And we've got a decision to make on Tuesday. Do we start Peacock? Do we start Paulino? One of those two guys will start. We'll see how the weekend plays out before we announce.
And you mentioned the debacle of the play in the third inning, just kind of a crazy play. Bases loaded, two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall, check swing, made contact with the ball. Umpires didn't see it. Wound up being a wild pitch. Two runs wound up scoring as a result. And obviously mistakes happen, and unfortunately was a play that was not reviewable. But it's always unfortunate when you have something like that go against you in a game.
Yeah, especially when it changes the scoreboard. You know, yeah. I can really deal with any sort of human error when it – on the field, or and it's an extra base, or you miss a strike or a ball call, or there's so much context in our game that I love, and even the human mistakes are okay. With the technology that we have, with the replay system that we have, the fact that we found another play where common sense can't prevail and you can't correct a wrong when it's blatantly obvious on video what happened and not to the human eye. The home plate umpire did a good job of getting the collaboration of the group. What really set me off was all four of them missed it. I'm okay with one guy making a mistake, one guy not seeing the ball ricochet, almost at a 90-degree angle off the bat. Everybody's reaction was that it was a ball off the bat. The hitter, the catcher, the pitcher, the base runners, the benches. It's just the four guys on the field didn't see it that way. So since they didn't see it, they didn't change the call. They didn't change the call, which ended up being the removal of me from the game and a lot of conversations about this. So it didn't change the entire game. We had plenty of time to navigate that game. I don't know what would have happened had it been a 2-1 game at the end of three. Anything could play out that way. They could blow us out. We could blow them out. We could edge out a win. But, you know, again, I think it's important for the instant replay to be tweaked to the point to where common sense can prevail when a play like that changes the scoreboard in a game of any magnitude, let alone a September game against two playoff caliber teams. We need to fix it.
Taking on a Cubs team that certainly has gotten a lot of attention this year with the way they've played, best record in baseball, best run differential in baseball. And I know plenty of fans are excited to see the Cubs come here to Houston and see what they're all about. I'd imagine you may not share quite that same excitement since you have to face them and find a way to beat them.
Yeah, it's their tough team. I mean, almost 90 wins in September 9th. I mean, they're staring at a 100-win season. None of them need to come at our expense. But they're a good team. They're very balanced. They're very well-rounded. They have a great vibe around them, as you would expect the best team in baseball to have. You got to play really good baseball to beat them. There's some areas to exploit them. They're not perfect, and teams have found a way to beat them. But it'll be important for us to play a complete game to beat them.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
In 1999, the Astros were decimated by injuries. Thank goodness Mike Hampton didn't get hurt. Without him, the team couldn't have won 99 games. Hampton went 22-4 that year with an ERA of 2.90. He hit .311 with 3 doubles, 3 triples, 10 runs scored, and 10 RBIs. He also set a record by beating 18 different teams. Mike made the All-Star team and was second in the Cy Young voting to Randy Johnson. In 1999, we lost Moises Alou for the entire season, and we were without Richard Hidalgo in August and September. I had infielders Craig Biggio and Bill Spires playing in the outfield down that stretch. Somehow, we held off the Reds and won the division. Why? Biggio, Bagwell, Hampton, and Billy Wagner were healthy all year long.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Kevin Chapman still on the hill. He's thrown 2 scoreless innings thus far. As Chapman providing the Astros with some much-needed length out of the pen.
Heads up. He's been very efficient here. 2 outs here in the 8th inning, and he's only thrown 37 pitches.
Pitch number 38 is on the outside corner for strike 3, and Kipnis goes down looking. Man, that's as sharp as Chapman has looked in a while. He picks up a couple of strikeouts as he has retired the last 8 in a row.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and my guest today is left-handed pitcher Kevin Chapman, who threw 3 great innings for the Astros yesterday in a big moment where the team needed innings more than anything. So nice job yesterday, Kevin. That had to feel pretty good for you.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Yeah, we've been in the starters have been in tough rut lately, and the bullpen's been being used a lot. We have a lot of guys down there, but I mean, I had to go out there and finish the game out, so we set up nicely against the series this week against the Cubs.
Was that your mindset more than anything? You wanted to finish that thing out so everybody else could get a blow, or were you just like, all right, I just need to pound strikes, keep the team down, and see if we can come back?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I came out, and then the rain delay happened before I even threw one pitch. And then I was hoping it would be pretty short so I could just go out there and throw a couple innings. And then first inning was pretty good in the pitch count. And then after that, I just went in pound zone and tried to finish it out because the only guys we really had left down there are our late inning guys who were winning. So I didn't want them to have to get in the game.
And Kevin, majority of the season with the AAA Fresno Grizzlies, what were you working on more than anything else?
You know, it was a trying year down there. Started out really rough. And pitching coach down there, Dyer Miller, he did wonders. He's a great guy. He every day he comes to the park, same mentality, same energy.